wish you Merry Christmas.
Can't do that.
I wanna wish you Merry Christmas.
Can't do that.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, wherever you are around the world. Welcome to KX93.5. My name is Jack Fast, and I am taking over the airwaves for the next hour. I'll be on from 12 to 1, and I'm joined by Tyler. He's actually just my studio assistant. We're going to get into some music just right away. The next song I'm about to play is called Dopamine by Borns. They actually play the song a lot on the air here, but I thought it'd be a fun song to start with. Just remember, this is all for donations to the radio station. If you want to pledge a donation, call 949-715-5936. Again, 949-715-5936. All profits go to our local nonprofit grassroots radio in Laguna Beach and beyond. All right, here we go. We're about to play some good tunes. Welcome back to the station. We are live here in Laguna Beach, California, one of the most beautiful cities in the world. Although this is the most beautiful city in the world, it's not where I've had a ton of fun in this past year. I actually went down to Indio during April for Coachella, and one of the best bands that I saw was actually a band my friend Emily told me about called, actually not a band, an artist. Her name's Zella Day, and her music was fantastic. We went and saw her in the afternoon, and it was a ton of fun. And I'm going to play one of the songs that she played there called High. I know, very creative name. Really, it's more just about the more instrumental version, but I will be playing it with the lyrics. I do really enjoy sort of the smooth kind of, generous tone that the song brings to people to possibly donate some more money. So if you would call into the station, again, that's 949-715-5936 to pledge some money. We would really appreciate it. And please call within the next hour so I get all the credit. Alrighty. Here we go.
We are high. I'm in love. We are high. Small town American life. We are fine. Feeling grown up. And I'm in love. And I'm crashing in your arms. We're riding the sky tonight.
Welcome back to the station. My name is Jack Fass, and I believe we are joined by our first caller. I'm going to take him off hold right now. Hello, caller.
Hello, this is Hugh calling in.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I was calling to make a donation. You guys are doing a great job.
All right, Dad. How much are you forking over?
$100.
$100? All right. Thank you, Dad.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling, and thanks for letting me be on the air for this afternoon.
Yeah, no, keep up the good work, and I'll we'll look forward to keeping the support rolling.
All righty. Well, have a good day, and let us all know when you're home.
All right, very good. Thank you.
Welcome back to the station, everyone. We just got our first donation, and if you want to be the second donation, please call 949-715-5936 to pledge. And it all goes towards our local nonprofit grassroots radio in Laguna Beach and beyond, KX93.5. Welcome back to Laguna Beach. We're going to play some more music for you. Today we have the Gypsy Kings, Hotel California Spanish version. Now, I just learned about this song when I saw the movie The Big Lebowski about 4 years ago, and it instantly became one of my favorite songs and one of my favorite movies. Still is my favorite movie of all time. And I hope you guys enjoy the song as much as I do.
Such a lovely place.
Such a lovely place.
Such a lovely place.
Baby.
Welcome back to the radio station. Bienvenidos a la KX95 93.5. For you Americans out there, that's 93.5. And if you were wondering if I played a Spanish song on the air so I could practice my Spanish over the air, you're absolutely right. I need to freshen up before I go to college. And before we start our next song, I have a question for actually Tyler, who's in here right now. Tyler, do you know the opposite of life? We got to turn on a mic. Hold up, everyone. Hold up.
What is it, Jack?
No, just take a guess.
The opposite of life.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I'd have to go with death. Not very original, but no, is that incorrect?
You're obviously wrong.
Okay.
The opposite of life is tequila. We're going to play Tequila Sunrise by the Eagles next.
You're so weird, Jack.
Hey, you're funny. You're funny. Funny looking. All right, we're going to play this one. This is another one of my favorite songs. I love the Eagles. I've loved them ever since my dad first introduced them to me when I was a kid. And enjoy some tunes.
It's another tequila sunrise, staring slowly across the sky. Said goodbye. He was just a hired hand, working on the dreams he planned to try. The days go by. Every night when the sun goes down, just another lonely boy in town. She's out.
Welcome back to the station. I believe we have another caller on the line, and I believe I actually know this caller. No. Caller, hello?
Hello?
Hi, Jake. How's it going?
Great. How are you?
Everyone, this is my brother, Jake. He's such a great guy. He's calling in to donate. Jake, how much are you willing to donate?
I'm actually calling with two donations. I have a donation from myself for $100 and a donation from my grandfather for $100. He couldn't call in because he doesn't know how to work his phone.
Oh, all right then. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Jake and Papa. My grandpa needs to learn how to fix his phone. His camera is actually super broken, so if you want a great Instagram of a bunch of blurry photos, just look up him up online. He's great. It's one of my favorite things. But if you want a better Instagram, my brother's is actually pretty good. He was just in Europe and gallivanting around. Got a bunch of photos of European women and places. I'm sorry, just places. But yeah, it sounded like a ton of fun. And thank you so much for calling.
Of course. Thanks for putting on the show.
Yeah. Alrighty, have a great afternoon. And if you could stay on the line while we get your information, that would be super greatly appreciated.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, thank you. All right, everyone. I hope you guys all liked that last song. But unfortunately, whenever my brother calls, my mood swings. I'm sorry, that was a horrible, horrible joke. I actually just stopped myself in the middle of it because of how bad it was. We're going to play some Elvis Costello, another great musician. A lot of his stuff is very, 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 very good on vinyl if you can listen to it because of the way that sound is chopped up on computers and such as this. It's going to be a bit choppier if you have very, very good ears. But if you listen to it on vinyl, it's extremely smooth and it's actually quite pleasant to listen to. All right, here we go.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
She was a smitten on her first by a curious fella. She said, I love the way you talk. So she liked to sing along to her favorite song from the year that she was born. See how mischievous is her face is. And mama woke up in the 80s. So speak to me just like you should, and then you can say those wicked things. And if you want, I'll make it good before my mood swings. Well, it looked like one of those who would take off his clothes like he would peel a tangerine. No one's been known to decline, yes. Once you have found out what your sign.
You got a helmet?
Oh, I've got a helmet.
I got a beauty.
Welcome back to the station, everyone. This is KX93.5 that you're listening to. My name is Jack Fast, and I've taken over the airwaves this afternoon in place of Tyler, who is our boss, station manager, friend. I'm not really sure. We have a lot of titles for him. Chief, Jefe. But actually, this has nothing to do with the radio at all. Right now, we're watching KCET. This isn't a promotion or anything. But this guy was cooking this fish, and the thing honestly looked like the devil. He poured some hot water on it and started moving, and I actually don't know if I'm going to be able to sleep at night. The thing, almost by the end of it, it looked like a bat, but I'm pretty sure it would be the most delicious thing you could ever eat. So if you want to see some freaky stuff, I mean, I'm not sure what channel it is, but it was honestly amazing. Right now, we're going to play some Creedence Clearwater Revival. Just, you know, looking out my back door, one of the classics. And here we go.
Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing.
welcome back to the station. I don't know if you guys have noticed throughout the few months, or I believe 2 months now, but Sandy Fagan unfortunately has not been with us anymore. But as found out from watching some more KCET, he's moved somewhere to the Midwest and is now cooking some delicious barbecue, some slow-cooked ribs. Oh, man, look at him. He got a new pair of glasses as well and looked like he let his mustache go. Oh, man, it's fantastic. Also, nice watch. Remember, this is Jack Fast. I've taken over the airwaves, not just for Sandy Fagan, who we dearly miss, unfortunately. I hope that he can come back to the station one day. But for now, we got Tyler doing the afternoon show, which is a lot of fun, which I have overtaken for the next hour. And if you want to call and donate, call 949-715-5936 to donate or to pledge some money to our local nonprofit grassroots radio in Laguna Beach and beyond. The next song we're going to play for you guys is by actually Kenny Rogers, one of my, obviously The Big Lebowski, as I said, is my favorite movie. This song plays during one of the trippiest parts of the movie, also one of the funniest parts, giving it both its I believe CD album cover and the first song on the album. And here we go. Enjoy some tunes.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Welcome back to the station. My name is Jack Fast, taking over the airwaves for the next hour alongside Tyler, who is my assistant in the boardroom, making sure that I don't screw anything up or set off a nuclear launch code with this board. as for me, we have a caller, on the line. Here we go. Hello, caller.
Hi. This is Tori Keegan.
Hi, Tori Keegan. This is your grandson, Jack Fast. How's it going?
Ah, hi. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. But I hope you're doing well, because I'm about to ask you for some money. You know the rule. You call. What is your pledge?
Okay. My pledge is $200.
Thank you so much, Tina. That is very, very generous. The station appreciates it so much. Now, how is beautiful, beautiful Hawaii?
Hey, it's fabulous. You know, we thought we were going to get hit by that terrible storm, Darby.
You guys never
Yeah, we had a lot of lightning. We had a lot of thunder. And some parts of the island had rain. But you know what? Waialae-Kahala was kind of really calm.
Ooh. Here's a pro tip.
We lucked out. We always
do over there for some reason. They're always like, hey, there's going to be a giant tornado, and then Sharknado's going to hit afterwards and destroy the Ala Moana. And we're like, no, dude, it's cool. Don't worry about it. And then it doesn't. It's fantastic.
I know. You know how many times they've told me a tsunami is heading toward me, but it never hits? I know. I think we're blessed. Maybe it's just these Hawaiian Islands, how we're lucky.
Well, the station today is glad to be blessed by the Hawaiian Islands. And if you could remain on hold so we can grab some of your information, that would be super greatly appreciated.
And okay, absolutely, Jack.
Now we're going to play some music. Unfortunately, when I walked in here, they were already playing some Killers, but fortunately, we have more Killers for you, so don't worry about it. We're going to play the Killers' Mr. Brightside. I hope it hasn't been played already today, probably their most famous song. The first time I heard this song, I was in the second grade, and it really changed my perspective on music. Back before then, I just thought music was something you listened to in the car to and from your way from school, but after I heard this song, it's the first thing I downloaded on an iPod and began listening to just for pleasure and actual fun. So I'm really glad I'm able to share it with you all today on the air.
She's calling a cab while he's having a smoke. spirit, you walk around like a ghost. And your star-spangled heart took a train for the coast. When you shine, you're a hilltop mansion. So how'd you lose the light? Was it blown by the wind in the still of the night? You're up against the wall. Up against the wall. There's something dying on the street. When they knock you down, you're gonna get back on your feet.
'Cause you can't stop now.
I always saw you as a kind of keeper, mother to a child. But your boys have grown soft and your girls have gone wild. From the Blue Ridge to the Black Hills to the redwood sky, the season may pass, but the dream doesn't die. Why don't you drop the ball up against the wall?
Sorry, everyone. I think my music just cut out there, but the song actually was just over. Apologies. I'm just getting to learn the board. Actually, this board is really, really, really strange. It's super easy to work, and everything has been simplified to its raw resources, which makes it super easy, which for me makes it the most difficult thing in the entire world. But welcome back to the station. My name is Jack Fast. I have taken over the airwaves for this hour, and I am joined alongside my studio assistant, Tyler. I learned his like real last name the other day, but I mean it's super long and I have no idea what it is anymore, but it's really funny. It's like a joke kind of thing. Like you could wrap it into a lot of things, and I'm just kidding. Welcome back to the station. Unfortunately, my time is almost up. I only have 10 minutes left. So I have a really fun song for everyone. This song always gets me going. I heard back in the day, I don't know if it was Governor Schwarzenegger, but one governor banned this song. Oh, no. He only banned the video games, but I do believe he banned this song from a lot of schools, private events, or anything you can do. And of course, this is Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit, one of my favorite songs, and one of my friend Jason's favorite songs. And actually, real quick, good story real quick before I leave. I always like to tell a story whenever I'm at a group event. And this I feel is a group event. I'm here talking with you guys. I'm not sure how many listeners we have, but if you guys are all listening to me at the same time, I feel really bad for all of you. But my buddy Jason was talking to me about The Killers, and he told me why he didn't like them. He said, "Hey, their music's stupid." I said, "Why?" And he's like, "Oh, if Mr. Brightside's about another guy hooking up with his chick, if I heard that, I'd be like, oh, I got my shotgun, I walked into the door, shot the guy, took my chick back." And I'm like, "No, dude, that's a country song. Don't worry about it." But he just kept going on to me about like why he didn't like The Killers. And eventually I kind of realized that they sort of have a indie sound and an indie look, but they're very mainstream, or they've become very mainstream. But I don't know. I still like it. I don't know about you guys, but here's some stuff that's pretty mainstream. Here's Nirvana.
Love your punk cards,
Welcome back, everyone. We have another caller. Caller, you're on.
Hello. I'm calling to make a donation.
Hi, how are you going? May I please have your name?
Sure, my name is Mark Powell.
Hi, Mark. How's it going? This is Jack.
Good. Hey, Jack. How are you?
Good. How are you?
You busy today?
Yeah. I mean, you know, don't have much going on. Just got another 5 minutes on the air. So how much would you like to pledge to the station, Mark?
Can I pledge $100?
You can pledge $100. Thank you very much, Mark.
You're welcome.
If you would stay on hold, Tyler will get all your information in a moment. And I believe, do we have time for one last song? We do have time for one last song. This song's always very fun. It's Toto by Africa. Everyone likes to sing this song in the car. Everyone likes to change the lyrics and put their friends' names into it. So if you would do that right now, that'd be super greatly appreciated. And before I head off, I'd just like to let everyone know that I've been with the station for about 2.5 years now, and I really enjoyed my time here. Actually, I believe almost three now. It'll be three come this September. But I love the station. I have used resources from the station, and I have used my time at the station as sort of a gateway into radio, both at college and at the professional level. And I'm really glad that I have been able to stick with such a great community, almost like family, for so long. And I hope that with your guys' donations, you guys can become a part of this family as well. Thank you all for listening to me for more than an hour, for about an hour, which is more than I know my mother can. Everyone enjoy this last song, and I will talk to you next time.
Hear the drums echoing tonight, and she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words. Melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. Longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.